Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Camplex sees profit from National High School Finals Rodeo. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. With the conclusion of National High School Finals Rodeo, Camplex has walked away with what may be the highest profit of all its years hosting the event. According to the Gillette News Record, the week-long event netted Camplex about $405,000, which Executive Director Aaron Lyles said appears to be the highest profit in Gillette's 13 tries hosting the event. Lyles said it's been the most financially successful rodeo in history to our knowledge. Camplex brought in about $1.7 million in gross revenue and sent out about $1.3 million in expenses to reach the $405,686 net profit. This year was the 75th anniversary for the National High School Finals Rodeo and saw a record high turnout with 1,785 contestants, breaking the record set the summer before at 1,715 contestants who came to Gillette. This was the first year to feature data collection from economic analysis from Zartico, which compiled credit card and cell phone data from Camplex and throughout the country with the purpose of understanding the event's impact on the local economy. That approach aims to collect about 5% of credit card sales and applicable cell phone data, but that amount was likely limited due to the internet and cell phone service problems that struck Camplex due to the high volume of people congregating at Camplex. Barrasso and Lummis introduced Homeowner Energy Freedom Act. Senators John Barrasso and Cynthia Lummis joined Senator Mike Braun of Indiana in introducing legislation that nullifies the Biden administration's out-of-touch law, which would increase the upfront cost of homes and impact what appliances people in Wyoming put in their homes, according to the press release from Senator Lummis' office. Senator Barrasso said for years, President Biden has pushed an extreme energy agenda that drives up the cost of owning a home and feeding a family. People in Wyoming and across the country are seeing this fundamental part of the American dream slipping further and further out of reach. The Homeowner Energy Freedom Act is the first step towards reversing harmful energy policies that increase the cost of owning and maintaining a home. It will also help ensure that Wyoming families are able to choose what appliances to buy without interference from climate extremists in Washington. Senator Lummis said the last thing people in Wyoming need is the Biden administration deciding what stove they should cook dinner on or how they should keep their home warm in the winter, especially when it comes to a hefty price tag. The falsely named Inflation Reduction Act has been a perfect example of big government meddling, prices going up, and consumers footing the bill. I thank Senator Braun for his leadership in delivering much-needed relief for homeowners who have been forced to deal with inflation and a never-ending string of price hikes under President Biden. The Inflation Reduction Act authorized billions of borrowed dollars to push state and local governments to upgrade energy efficiency standards across the country. The impact of changing standards could increase the upfront cost of a home by more than $20,000. U.S. lawmakers say the United States cannot pursue such a reckless energy strategy at a time when fewer people can afford a home than any other time in our nation's recent history. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.